From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP says that it was able to collect more than 11,000 barrels of oil yesterday. That's a slight improvement from the day before. And as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the company claims it will get even better over the next few days.
BP is making adjustments to its current method of capturing the oil spewing from its broken well, with the goal of increasing the amount it's able to draw up to the surface. The Coast Guard says BP could increase the amount it captures to 20,000 barrels a day. The firm also announced plans to send in an additional vessel to capture more oil. Another planned operation would add a hose that would allow more flexibility if there's a hurricane. Still, a relief well that won't be completed until August is seen as the best hope for stopping the gusher. So far, BP says it has spent $1.25 billion on the spill response. That doesn't include the $360 million it's promised for building barrier islands in Louisiana. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New Orleans.
Journalist Helen Thomas, a trailblazer long revered for her coverage of the White House, is resigning amid heavy criticism. It stems from a May 27th videotaped interview for the website rabbilive.com. In the exchange, Thomas says Israel should get out of Palestine and suggests Jews go elsewhere.
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
You think Jews go back to Poland and Germany?
And America and everywhere else.
Critical words today from White House spokesman Robert Gibbs.
Those remarks were offensive and reprehensible. I think she should and has apologized.
Thomas was not present at the White House briefing today. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel agreed to a package of budget cuts today that she hopes will help shore up the sagging euro and her own political fortunes. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the austerity plan is at odds with some American officials who want to see more economic stimulus.
Budget cuts expected to total the equivalent of $96 billion through 2014 include a reduction in welfare benefits to parents and trimming 10,000 civil service jobs, among others. Chancellor Merkel hopes the cuts prove a model for Europe and help restore investor confidence in the euro, which has been battered by the economic woes of eurozone members, especially Greece and Spain. The euro recently hit a four-year low against the dollar. There are fears the cuts could stifle economic growth during a fragile recovery for Europe's largest economy. For Chancellor Merkel, political capital is also at stake here. Her conservative CDU party's popularity has plummeted since re-election last fall, and critics have accused her of indecisive, weak leadership during the euro crisis. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
With all of this, it was a rocky start in the week for world stocks. At last check, the Dow was down 34 points. This is NPR. Guitarist Marvin Isley, an original member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group, the Isley Brothers, has died. He was 56 years old. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Marvin, one of the youngest Isleys, didn't command the immediate spotlight like his big brothers Ronald and Ernie, but his throbbing bass notes were what made the music so irresistibly danceable. Here, Marvin takes center stage at a 70s Soul Train appearance during the Isley's signature hit, Who's That Lady? After the original group split in 1984, Marvin continued to play with his brother Ernie and brother-in-law Chris Jasper. Diabetes forced his retirement in 1997. Eventually, he lost both of his legs to the disease. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
More than 24,000 nurses were expected to walk out for one day this day, half in Minnesota, the other half in California. The San Francisco Chronicle reported this would be the largest registered nursing strike in the nation's history. New diplomatic tension looms over Poland's investigation into April's plane crash in which the Polish president and 95 others were killed in Russia. Authorities in Warsaw say credit cards belonging to a member of the delegation were stolen from the crash site and that Russia is questioning four soldiers. However, Moscow denies there was a theft or that service members are in custody. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.